This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Neil May, last name M for Mary, last name is Neil, N for Nancy, E for Europe, A for Apple, L for Larry. First name May, M for Mary, A for Apple, Y. Today's date is December 1, 2025, period ni paragraph. He is a 74-year-old male patient who comes with a history of palpitation and feeling of lightheadedness with the change of position period. He does give history of two syncopal episode in last 2 to 3 years, and they happen in the middle of the night period. Both the time he tried to go to the restroom in a hurry, and after coming back from the restroom, he had a syncopal episode period. He did not have any major injury period. The patient has reported syncopal episode with the sudden change of position, or when he is bending and doing yard work in his backyard period. The patient, new paragraph. Patient says that if he's asked to walk, he can walk about a mile and climb 2 to 4 flights of stairs, period. He denies having any chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or chest discomfort, period. He does give history of discomfort in the back, which radiates to the both arm, lasting for a few seconds, and generally happening while he's doing some digging work. Digging, D for David, I for India, G, I for India, N for Nancy, G, period. No history of any cough with expectoration in last 3 months, but he had a upper respiratory tract infection July 2025, and it lasted for 8 days, period. No history of edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. The paragraph. Personal history: is a retired LAPD officer. LAPD, L for Larry, A for Apple, P for Peter, D for David, all in capital letter. Officer, OFFICER, period. He's 6 feet tall. His weight is 150 pounds. Period. new paragraph, past history. No history of hypertension, period. He does have a problem of white coat hypertension, where he says his blood pressure tends to be higher in the doctor's office, period. No history of diabetes, period. History of hypercholesterolemia, and he's on atorvastatin. A for Apple, T for Tom, O-R, V for Victor, A for Apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, period. He takes 40 milligram in the morning, period. The no history of any cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. The patient hypercholesterolemia is present for 10 to 12 years, period, new paragraph. Allergy none, period, new paragraph. Social history, he does not smoke, period, he does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 98 years and maybe due to a heart problem. The mother died at the age of 94 years and she had diabetes, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. Peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, period. Both pedal pulses 3/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity 144/80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line. Normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is an ejection systolic click in the left lower parasternal area, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam. There is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm and no significant abnormality noted, period, new paragraph. The new paragraph. Please note that patient says that even though his past medical record has mentioned that he had a radio frequency ablation, A for apple, B for boy, L for Larry, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy, for atrial fibrillation at Cleveland Clinic, C for Charlie, L for Larry, E for Europe, V for Victor, E for Europe, L for Larry, A for Apple, N for Nancy, D for David, Clinic. But he has never been to Cleveland, and he has never been diagnosed to have atrial fibrillation. And because of that, his Eliquis, E for Europe, L for Larry, I for India, Q, U, I for India, S for Sam, was discontinued in 2022, period. New paragraph. September 2024, he had a echocardiogram, and it shows ejection fraction 68%, period. According to the report from other hospital, he had a moderate tricuspid regurgitation, mild to moderate mitral regurgitation, period, mild mitral valve prolapse, period, mild aortic regurgitation, and mild aortic stenosis, period. The right ventricular systolic pressure 35 millimeters of mercury, period. On March 8, 2023, patient had a coronary calcium score of 63, and all of them was due to left anterior descending artery, period. New paragraph. During the abdominal palpation, the pulsation of the abdominal aorta were palpable, but he is thin, and so it could be palpable because of that. New paragraph. Plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate for left ventricular function and any structural valve problem. Valve, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, E for Europe, period. He says he has a recent cholesterol blood test result, so he will send it to us by email. E for Europe, mail, M for Mary, A for Apple, I for India, L for Larry, period. The plan is to request the ultrasound of the abdominal aorta, period. He was given detailed instruction about measuring the blood pressure at home and maintain the records, plus to bring his blood pressure instrument to the office at the time of next office visit, period. In the meantime, he is advised to continue all his medications same, which is enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligram once a day, period, atorvastatin 40 milligram PO once a day, and carvedilol 6.25 milligram PO twice a day, period. New paragraph. He was also given detailed instruction about avoiding the dizziness or a syncopal episode, which could be due to postural hypotension. HY, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I for India, O, N for Nancy, period. He understood various suggestions well, and he had no further questions, period. In 2018, he had an internal loop recorder. Loop L for Larry, O, O, P for Peter recorder, which showed, according to the report, 10-beat episode of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia. And subsequently, one episode of fast heart rate at 152 beats per minute, and nobody has defined the problem, period. As mentioned above, according to patient, no atrial fibrillation has been detected so far, period. For last 3 years, his internal loop recorder has been inactive, but the electrophysiologist who evaluated the patient in 2024 decided not to explant. Explant E for Europe, X for X-ray, P for Peter, L for Larry, A for Apple, N for Nancy, T for Tom, period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one, coronary artery disease. Next line number two, ten-beat episode of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia detected by internal loop recorder in 2018, period. Next line number three, no proof of atrial fibrillation, period. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, wide coat hypertension, next line number 6, mild mitral wall prolapse, next line number 7, mild to moderate mitral regurgitation, next line number 8, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, next line number 9, mild aortic regurgitation and mild aortic stenosis, next number 10, PVCs, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.